Good to see y'all here this evening. Those of us that are online, if you would stand if you can, we're going to start out by singing Shout to the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath and all that I am never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares promise I have in you. Amen. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Thank you.
above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground, for the Lord is present, and where He is holy. These are holy hands. He's given us holy hands. He works through these hands, and so these hands are holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where is holy. These are holy hands. He's given us holy hands. He works through these hands, and so these hands are holy.
There shall be showers of blessing, this is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again, over the hills and the valleys. abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor your word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Amen. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Amen. Please welcome Brother Ronnie Vaculik to the pulpit.
Hello, everybody. Hope y'all made it through the night last night. I mean, we got a storm. It had to be a Category 1 hurricane. I mean, those trees were just whipping. The rain, I mean, and the thunder. I don't think I heard thunder like I heard last night either. I mean, most thunders rattle the windows, but this was rattling the walls, man. I was just like, I told Alita, I said, you know, we heard the hurricane warning. I said, she was in the bedroom. I said, you fall on the floor, you cover yourself up face down and hands over it, and, you know, prepare. So we always got to prepare. So I hope everybody made it safely. And those online, I hope y'all made it out safely last night. And we're glad y'all be on and tune in with us today. And the weather held up today, so we're here. So that's amazing. And we're going to start off with some prayer requests or praises, either one. Anybody got prayer requests or a praise? Is he? Yeah. It's a struggle. I know some people have went through there. Several people, Gideon's people I know, and it's a rough road. And not only talking, but eating, and it just changes everything. And we just definitely, it touches our heart to see Brother Bill in the position he is with us, you know, with that. Yeah. So definitely we got to be in the prayers for him. And Karen, too. Because Karen's, you know, taking care of him and running to the hospitals and stuff with him and, you know, do all the errands for him. Because I know the pressure's on her, too. And it's always that way. When someone's that sick in the family, it affects the whole family. So we got to pray for Karen also with Bill. Any others? Prayer requests or praises? Yes, Brother John. Oh, Paul? Okay. Well, you know, Pat's doing better, now Paul's doing worse. So, you know, that bug, when it gets you down, it just, you don't feel like doing much of anything. So definitely have to pray for that. And pray for my son. He had surgery on his hand, and his work has to use both hands. So his left hand, which is good, he has surgery on it, so you got to give him a few more weeks and he'll get back to normal with his hand. But you know how that's like, you know, missing a hand. You couldn't hardly use it or do anything with it for a while, but it's getting better. Anybody else? Paul, and praises or prayer requests? Yes. So, did they do the biopsy? You're waiting for that. Okay, I missed that. Okay. So, and then got to go from there and see what is, because cancer is different with everybody. Treatments are different for everybody. You know, I know my sister, when she had cancer, colon cancer, they did test after test after test, which treatment to do. So, you know, it's not that easy. That's why cancer is so hard to fight. But, yes, we sure will. Vince's mom. Anybody else? Anything else? Yes. Oh. Kevin? Is that James's son? Okay. Bobby? Yeah, yes, definitely. They definitely need our prayers. You know, I'm glad that Biden said, you know, we need to stick up for Israel, but it's tough. They're going through, I mean, rockets are going by thousands over there. So, but hopefully Biden did have some peace talks, and hopefully it may die down. We just don't know. And we'll see, because this could really escalate to something really big. And we just hope and pray that it don't. Anything else? All right. Whoa, that is. We pray for in Sunday school. And, for no rain, I said, you know, Stephanie, some people are praying for rain. So, you know, some people are praying for a lot of rain. Some people are praying for no rain. Let's see what God's going to do. Well, we talked about that one time that there was raining across the street and the other side of the street, it was no rain. So maybe that might happen. Well, people were praying for it because we were several inches behind so far this year, and I know we caught up now. Yeah, we sure. As long as it don't flood and there's no damage, you know, to anybody's house, that we pray for. Anything else, guys? All right, we just go to prayer here. Lord, we just come to you, Lord, and just thank you for who you are. Thank you for our salvation, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy upon us, Lord. And we just turn to you for guidance and direction in our lives, Lord. So, you know, we want to go down the right road, Lord. So guide us in that, Lord. And Lord, forgive us where we failed you in our lives, Lord. And some sins we struggle with, but we turn to you to help us, strengthen us to deal with those sins, Lord. We pray for Brother Bill with his throat and the cancer, and Karen also to take care of Bill. Family is tough sometimes, as far as, you know, you're trying to do everything you can to do the best you can for a loved one in your family. So be with Karen and be with Bill. Be with my son Mike with his hand surgery that it heals quick. Lord, he needs to get back to work and do some things that he needs to do with his hands, Lord. So one hand just don't cut it sometimes, Lord, on his job. So just give him a quick healing. And be with Brother Bill, Paul, we don't know what it is, you know, stomach virus or something. He's not feeling well. So just be with him, Lord, and be with Pat both. And it's good to see Pat, you know, getting better from her surgery. We pray for Vince's mom, Lord, and what she's going through. And is that time that we go, now what, or what if, and what do I do? And again, it affects the family. So be with Vince and Terry, and as they take care of Vince's mom, Lord. And be with Kevin, James's son, Lord. He struggles, and he's a roller coaster ride with him, I hear, Lord, sometimes with him. But, you know, sometimes those bad times, you know, James is reaching out for prayer, Lord, for his son. And we just have to do that, Lord. And, you know, when one of us hurt, we all hurt. So we pray for Kevin, Lord, to get his life straight. We pray for the country of India. We pray for Israel. And we pray for the missionaries that's in India and throughout the world, Lord, that they're reaching out during this time. And we just pray, Lord, that, you know, the things that they face, you know, wars and viruses and all kind of things they face, Lord. And we pray for their safety, Lord. So, again, we pray for travel mercies for Miss Vicky. It's a family reunion. It's great to have family get together, Lord, and it's good, finally, that, you know, you could do these things, Lord. And I'm sure there's a lot of families been waiting a while for these kind of things. So, again, just have their travel, you know, safely, Lord, and, you know, no problems with the car, and everybody feels good, and enjoy the time, Lord, because family's important. We pray all of this in your holy, precious name. Amen. What I'm going to do, the messages that Brother Lee has been giving, and the message we have in Sunday school is so powerful right now that I just have to piggyback off that, some of that stuff. And it's important. And some of y'all are, you know, may miss a lesson or two, but hopefully today, you know, we're going to get to the most important part of being here, and that's giving our lives to Christ. That's it. That's what it's all about. And, you know, there's things that we in our roads that we go down our paths, you know, there's bumps in the road, but all y'all's got a Lord and Savior. It's all about Him, Lord, to guide us and direct us. So that's the most important thing that I want to bring up, especially tonight, is where we are as a Christian. Where do we stand? Is, you know, what level are you as a Christian? I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again because it's a powerful story. And this man, on his deathbed, they said he only had about a day left to live. So his three sons, John, James, and Jerry, were there. The dad's name is Jack, and they all start with a J. But anyway, they were talking, and Jack felt that time coming where he was really hurting. And he said, you know what, I do think that today may be my last day. So he turned to his son, John, and said, John, I'm really proud of you being my son. And I says, I'll see you later. He turned to his other son, James. He said, James, I'm just so proud of you and everything you've done and glad you're my son. I'll see you later. But he turned to his son, Jerry, and says, bye. And Jerry got upset. He said, well, wait a minute. Why are you telling them, see you later, and you telling me bye? He says, because I will see them later in heaven. You haven't gave yourself to Christ, so I may never, I won't ever see you again unless you give your life to Christ. So that's where we are as Christians, is we don't want that with our family. We don't want that with our friends. We don't want that with our co-workers. We don't want to just say goodbye to them. We always want to say, see you later. And that's what we stand as a Christian, to reach out, to do that, to take care of that, is to see where they stand as, you know, in their life and turn them to the Lord so they can give their life to Christ. That's the most important thing. I want to start. Man, my throat's already getting dry. Usually it takes a while. I want to start here. Jeremiah, you got me zoomed in a little bit. I'm going to draw an imaginary line. Okay, I'm going to start it right here. And y'all just have to pretend it's there. That's where it starts, and I'm going to stop it right here. I'm going to put a dot on that end, a dot on that end. That line there I just drew is your lifeline. That represents your life. This dot here is when you're born. I'm going to try to do this backwards. Born. B-O-R-N. This represents where you were born. This dot here represents when you die. Die. D-I-E. So this is your life. Okay? This is the line that represents your life. Now, during that time, we make a decision to give ourselves to Christ or we don't. When we do it, it does matter. I'm going to talk to some scriptures here. But during that line, let's just say it's this long, around 30 years old, I gave my life to Christ. So that line goes up. It's going up to heaven. I'm saved. Okay, I'm no longer part of this anymore. I got a new life in Christ in heaven. Now, that line there that goes up, there's some lines that feed off of it. It's the level of a Christian that we are. We have some, let's just draw lines going up, another line going here. It's going straight across. A lot of us, you know, we see this, is that line represents, they go up, but they stop at a certain level. It says, I'm going to church on Sunday. I'm going to church sometimes on Wednesday. Okay? I go to Sunday school sometimes, but, you know, I pretty much do what I need to do. I go to church, go to Wednesday service, go to Sunday school, and I do a few other things, and I do tithe like I'm supposed to. So that's all I need to do. I'm good. That line just stays straight. It doesn't change. Now, there's sometimes that line, some people, that line right here in the middle, it goes down. It goes down pretty close to the lifeline we're at, meaning we don't know if this person's saved or not. He never confesses anybody he's a Christian. He doesn't tell anybody. He gets him tied up with the world. You don't know one world he's in, he's at church, and the next day he's in a different world. You know, he's talking and acting like the world. He goes to church. We call him the CEO Christian. He only goes to church on Christmas and Easters. That's the only time he really goes to church. And he doesn't do anything else. In fact, nobody can really tell that he is a Christian. He doesn't act like it. He doesn't tell anybody he is. And when we pass the plate, he says, I'm giving. I'll throw a dollar in. That is not what we're supposed to be doing. Okay? As a Christian, we're not supposed to be acting that way. People are supposed to know who we are. Being a Christian means we are different. We are set apart. We don't act different. It's not a lot of times what we say or do. We could say anything, and we do anything. It doesn't prove you're a Christian. But if we are a Christian, we act different. We are different. Okay? We look at things different. And people could tell, hey, that's something different with you, James. I could tell it. You're different than everybody else. You talk about the Bible. So, yeah, you know, it's they just get caught up in these worldly things. And just, like I said, that line is going downhill. They're getting worse and worse and worse in their lives. And I see that, too. I see that, too, a lot at work. People say they're a Christian, but you can never tell it. There's ones that party all night Friday night and party again Saturday night. They're drinking up a storm, taking drugs or something, getting involved in dirty jokes, you know, just all that stuff. And they said, man, I need to leave. I got to go to church in the morning. You know, what is that? What kind of testimony is that? It isn't really a good one. A lot of times those testimonies that we have, it could be ruined in a matter of a minute. And it's really hard to get it back. Really hard. And sometimes you don't get it back. When you're a Christian and confessing a Christian, if you know, I'm a Sunday school teacher. If you catch me doing something wrong, seriously wrong, you're going to think twice about, hey, that Ronnie, you know. So it's going to be hard for me to teach Sunday school. It's going to be hard for y'all to respect me teaching Sunday school if they all caught me with something. So I better not do it. I better act right. I better act like a Christian because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, things that we are when we're saved is another thing that I want to talk about. I want to talk about Matthew 10:32. I'm just going to read it out for you. My number one is right here. Matthew 10:32. Whoever therefore shall confess before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. When we give ourselves to Christ, it's no little deal. It's a big deal. It's such a big deal. Jesus goes and tells the Father, hey, Ronnie just turned his life over to us. It's a big deal. On Matthew 20:1-16, I want to read that a little bit. I'm not going to read the whole thing. That's a lot there. I don't want to wait, but I want to give you, these are workers that go to a field. And so they start off in the morning. The guy's going to hire some laborers. He starts them off in the morning, so I'll give you a penny for working today. 3 hours later, some more, he's seen some other people standing around, said, man, if you want to work, I could use you. But I'll treat you the same. And 6 hours later, after 3 hours more, seeing some more people laying around, say, hey, man, you want to help? You want to help us? We could sure use the help. So he treats them the same as far as, you know, wages and everything. And it goes on to the 11th hour. And the guy goes, you know what? Call everybody up. Let me go ahead and pay them. They just go pay them what they're worth. And but when you call everybody, I want you to call the last. Pay them. And then I want you to work your way to their front to pay them. Now, the ones that have been there all day long, they complained. They said, oh, I was here all day long and I get a penny. He just starts at the end of the day and he gets a penny? That's not right. That's not right at all. He said, but didn't you agree to work for a penny? Well, yeah. Well, he agreed for work for a penny. All y'all agreed to this. So he's ready to say, is it not lawful for me to do what I want to do on my own? Is it my calling? And that's what it is when we give ourselves to Christ. Here's where we're born. Here's where we die. Sometime in that lifespan, we give ourselves to Christ. Okay? Now, it could be early in life. It could be late in life. It could be right at our deathbed that we give our life to Christ. But what this is saying, it doesn't matter when. It matters that you did it. Okay? It matters that you did it. Another thing, the first should be last, and last should be first. We might say, well, Lord, I'm a Sunday school teacher. James is a deacon. We should be before everybody else. No. No, the first should be last, the last should be first. It doesn't matter who you are. It matters where your heart is when we give ourselves to Christ. That's what matters. That's what he looks at. It doesn't matter when. But it does matter when in a way. And in 2 Corinthians 6:2, it says here that For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. What it's saying, don't wait till next year. Don't wait till next month. Don't wait till tomorrow. We're never promised tomorrow. We're not even promised the next minute. So why wait? People say, you know what? That's what the devil wants you to think. Well, just do it later. Just do it later. No. As soon as you think you need to, if the Holy Spirit is tickling your heart, do it. Don't put it off. Because like I said, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. So it's important. It's like I said, it says right here in Scripture, don't wait. Now's the day of salvation. Now's the time. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Now, as a Christian, I want to read a few of the things that I wrote down of what we should be doing, the way we should be acting. We tell that you're a Christian by our fruits, how we love God and everyone, how we have a repentant heart, how we support missions, how we have the fruit of the Spirit, how we're salt and light, 100% heart for God, we're reading our Bible daily, we're spreading the gospel, we share our testimony, we're joyful, we go to church Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday school, ministries, we do get involved in some ministry in the church, and we give our tithe, and maybe a little bit more. I won't give a little bit more than my regular tithe. And then we pray for the church, and we pray for others. These are just some of the things I wrote. This is us. This is a Christian. This is what people need to see from us, our fruits, the way we act. Because too many times we cannot tell that you're a Christian. Now, at work, we talk. I talk the Bible at lunch table. And people say, well, how'd you know this and this? I said, well, I teach Sunday school. It was part of our lesson. I'm a deacon at the church. You know, I let them know. I didn't hide it. And I don't want to be part of them. I did not want to be part of them. So Mark 4, 1 through 9, I want to touch on that. When the planter was planting seeds, he threw them out. Some of the birds ate it. Some got on stony ground. Some fell into thorns. Some sun burned up. But the good soil grew and it prospered. The seeds represent God's word. Okay? So God's word is in me. And its seed grows. It says there in that verse that it can multiply by 30, by 60. It can multiply by 100. Just because we use God's word and we just don't sit on it and do nothing with it. We reach out to others. And then Psalms 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth at the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. That means, if we're a Christian, we don't hang around with the guys, the bad bunch. And it says sitteth. That means there's a group of guys over here not acting right, acting silly, doing a lot of bad things, saying a lot of bad things, telling things about what they did on the weekend. And you go sit with them. When we sit with them, how long are you going to sit with them? Is it a minute? 10 minutes? You might sit a whole hour with them. First thing you know, you become part of them. That's not us. Stay away from it. Run from it. That is not us. We should not be acting that way. Matthew 28, verse 19. And it says here, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We are, as Christians, supposed to be reaching out to others. Now, reaching out, Miss Vicky may not run around the whole neighborhood, and she may not take a trip to Israel or India or anything else, especially India. Closed doors there. She don't do that. But what she maybe does is her missionary work and reaching out is, I want to pray for everybody. I'm going to pray for the sick here in the church. I'm going to pray for those missionaries. I'm going to pray for people that are reaching out. So you may give monetary to some of these missions. So saying, I took a part of that of reaching out. So we really don't have an excuse. We could get on the phone to reach out to talk to our family members, friends, or coworkers, and tell them, see where they are. Hey, did you go to church Sunday? You know, start a conversation with them. But again, don't direct anything. Don't tell them. Ask them. A lot of times you start telling people stuff, you know, religious things, they get all hostile and don't want to hear, and they turned off. So don't turn them off. Just slowly, gradually, you know, feed into the topic of what they did in the weekend. You know, ask them what they did the weekend. Then you could say, well, did you go to church any? But again, too, that's how we're supposed to do it, is to reach out. Another thing I have here is Deuteronomy 31:8 is, I talk about being joyful. And the Lord said, and he is that doeth, go before thee, and he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. In John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. He's saying, whatever you're facing, if you're facing trouble as a Christian, the Christian walk, that you can't follow all these things exactly, pray about it. Turn to him. Say, hey, look, I need help, Lord, with this. He's there. He won't forsake us. If we're trying to do something or if we are trying to reach out, he says, I will be with you. Fear not. Fear not, okay? I'm with you. And I could tell everybody's smiling faces, they're not having fear in their lives, right? So, you know, we all struggle with things. A lot of times we don't have a fear about something, but something like we were talking about some of these prayer requests, we have a concern about safety and health and everything else. So it is a concern. So, yeah, but again, God's given us that promise. Fear not, I'm with you always. I'm always with you. If you need guidance, come to me. Don't put that I can handle it, because you can't. I can't do it. But God can. He could give us the direction we need. And that by his direction, a lot of times we want a certain thing, but God says, you may say yes, you may say no, you may say maybe, you may say wait. He may give you totally something different than what you asked for. But turn to him and ask him for his guidance. Like I say, 100% heart for God. Have God in your heart all day long. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about him. Don't make him third on your list, fourth on your list. Don't even make him number one on your list. He should not even be on the list. It should be automatically. We should have that prayer mode in our head all the time, turning to him in everything that we do all day long. Now, another thing here in Luke 14, this says here that we're supposed to be, salt is good, but if salt has lost its savor, where shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out that he have ears to hear. Let him hear. God is saying, you're the salt. You're the light of this world. Okay? If you don't act right, if you don't do your Christian duties that I mentioned here, some of the things you'd be doing, if you fall short, let them know that you need help. But again, too, if we're salt, you know, if we lose our savor, what good is it? They say we just throw it out in the street to be stomped on. It's no good for anything. And that's what I don't want God to look at me that way. So, Ronnie, you say you're a Christian, but he done nothing for me. Throw you out in the street. That's how bad it is. That's how God looks at it. And if we're salt, we do something about it. Salt is, like I said, it's not what we say or do. It's who we are. It's who we are. People should see us and know by the way we act and by the things we do that we're Christian. Okay? Now, salt back then in the olden days, and back in biblical time, even today, salt could be used for the kitchen, fertilizer, disinfectant, healing, preservatives. It was actually used, it was so valuable at one time, and Romans used to get paid in salt. That's how important it was. So salt is important. Like I said, I used the word dunghill. Well, they used salt. They had a dirt pile in their backyard, and that's where basically they used the bathroom, okay? But they used salt to cover that up to be a disinfectant. So salt is good for in the kitchen, for fertilizer. So if we're salt, we should be looking for doing good. We should be focused on doing good. We should be focused on reaching out like God tells us to do. If he tells us to reach out and we don't, we talked about that, is that sin? Are we living a sinful life? We're not obeying God? So salt has a lot of good things. But like I said, salt could be disinfectant too. It covers up the bad. And that's what we need to do as a Christians. Not hide in the closet. Get out there and stop some of this bad stuff that's going on. Say something. Do something. A lot of times there are elections that we have, the people we vote for. Don't listen to the media. Do research of your own. See what kind of Christian values they have. What kind of moral standards they have. Just don't pull a lever because somebody said this is the best guy to vote for. Check it out first. Because I could tell you some stories. I was totally surprised. I ran across one in Pasadena. He was a Sunday school teacher. All right. He's got my vote. Then I read on. He said, oh, he's for abortion. Wait a minute. Wait. And when it comes to my time to question him, I questioned him. I said, where are your values as a Christian? I got after him so hard, he walked out. He didn't run for city council. He bailed out because I just made him look so bad that he was not who he said he was. Okay? And that's how we need to stand up and say something on time. I have a job. I'm lucky enough to meet all candidates in Harris County that run for office, and some of them, you know, congressmen, senators, and everything else in the area. I talk to them, ask them questions, mayors. But, again, I get to know who they really are. One mayor, I ain't going to mention the name, he went visit a church. He stood for this, the church's style on this. Next week, he was at another function. Says something totally opposite. Who do you trust? So a lot of times you ask God, I said, God, I may not even want to vote because I don't see nobody here. But sometimes you have to pick the best one. We have the freedom to vote. So, again, check on who we're voting for. See where their standards and morals where they are in their teaching, as far as out their teaching, but what they say and do in front of everyone. So what we're looking at here, too, is to give our lives to Christ. It's simple, but it's hard. The simple part is it's a free gift. But the thing about it, when we do say those words, is it coming from here? Is it coming from your heart? Because some of these people, like I said, they're saved, but then they act like the line is going downhill. They're getting worse and worse. So then you have to look at, well, that's a Christian that backslide. Or, can I ask this question? I don't know. Was he saved in the first place? Was he just saying the words just to say the words, to think about, I'm going to say these words, am I going to live my life and do anything I want to do? I'm saved. Once saved, all is saved. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I got a free ticket. I just could do what I want. Well, I don't think his heart was in the right place. His heart was not in the right place, I see. So, in Romans, we talk about the Roman road and getting saved. And there's a prayer of salvation that we all hear. It's in our Sunday school books in the front cover, and some of them change a little bit in the wording. But I want to touch a little bit deeper on each one. You must know, number one, you must know you are lost and a sinner. You must know that you're lost. And you must know that you have sin in your life that you need to get taken care of. And that sin shall hurt you so much that you fall on your knees and tears fall to the floor. You should be in deep sorrow of what you've done with your sin life. So number one, make sure, you know, you really mean that I'm a sinner. And it's hurting me that I am. We have an altar call later. We're going to do this at the end of service. And if there's a sin that's bothering you, it doesn't hurt to shed a few tears here. That's how we should act. That sin should really hurt us. You know, not only that, that sin not only hurts us, it hurts God. And some of these sins, God turns his face from us, and we don't want that. Another thing, our own works cannot save you. The sign out front says, the Lord is the only way. And no matter what we do, it doesn't matter what we do or how hard we try or who we are, it ain't going to matter. It doesn't matter. We can do nothing. Only God could accept us when we ask him. And that's all it takes, is asking him. But again, too, don't think that we could do something to earn our way. And if we do this, if I do so many things, I'm good. No, you're not. Because God is the only way. To die as a lost person is to spend eternity in a lake of fire. The worst part of that is, yes, we're going to have torment for eternity. But the worst part of that, we're separated from our Maker, from the Lord Jesus Christ for eternity. The ones that made us. God died on the cross for us. He gave his life for us. Man, what does it take to say thank you and say, you know what, I'm going to walk the right path. Because I know that pathway to heaven, the gates are narrow, as we hear. It could be narrow because there's a lot of people that think they're going to go to heaven, but they don't. Lord's going to say, I never knew you. But I did this, I did this. It doesn't matter. And he sends us down. And do we want our family members there? Do we want our friends or co-workers? No, we don't. That's why it's important we should reach out to them. Reach out. Don't let them face that for eternity. I want to see my family for eternity. It's glad I'm going to spend my wife with her for eternity with Jesus, praising him. She won't really be my wife in heaven, but you know what I'm talking about, is we're praising him together. Praising him together. Jesus is the only Savior, died for me on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins. We got to understand that his death on the cross had meaning. He died so we could live. He died so we could live. Guys, we need to tell people to wake up. Look what he done for us. He died. God gave his son, his life for us. If not, where would we be? But he's given us that free gift, accepting him in our lives. Must come to Christ and follow him as your own in your heart. Like I said, it's got to be here. If you have faith and trust in him and confess, repent for my sins, and ask God, forgive me. Man, I am sorry. I lived the life that I did. And man, I want to straighten up. I need your help. And I believe you died and rose again. That's what my faith, that's what my trust is in you. We hear these words all the time, but it should be with meaning from the heart, not just saying it just to say those words. It's got to be from here. Got to be. God judges our heart. So I'm going to have an altar call here. James, would you mind standing over here at this corner of the store here? Alita, could you stand at this door here on this side? And what we're going to do here is, if you haven't gave your life to Christ, you said the words, but you just said the words, and it wasn't from your heart, it makes a difference. Maybe you need to evaluate what we did and when we did. Did we really mean what we say? Am I really living the life as I should as a Christian? Am I? Then again, too, we talk about sorrow. Maybe we have some sins in our lives that's really hurting us. It's really hurting us. And there's nothing wrong, like I said, with sharing tears over here. Say, Lord, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to confess before men, like I was reading in Matthew 10:32. I'm going to confess before men that I'm going to stand up here and say, hey, look, I'm sorry, Lord. You just come up here and kneel down and just give your heart to God. Say you're sorry. Give you strength to get away from the sin that's in your life. Some of that sin is hard. It's really hard. So we need to evaluate ourselves. So what I have here is James is on this side. If someone's comfortable with talking to James, he's a male. Some might be want to talk to a female, my wife. Some of y'all might be more comfortable talking to her. So come up here. Shed some tears. Give your life to Christ if you haven't. If you don't think your heart was in it the first time, do it again. Make sure that you're sure that you know that you did. Okay? Acknowledge Him. So again, this Sunday school lessons we're having, we've still got a couple of more. And about reaching out and saving others. Man, if y'all ain't coming, we've got a couple more to go. Love to see y'all there. And like I said, even the pastor has brought up some good messages recently that he brought an awesome one last week. I mean, it was awesome. He said it like it is. And, you know, how many churches talk about sin and hell from this pulpit? He's not ashamed, and I'm not ashamed. Because we got to let the people know, like we said, we got to let them know the truth. The true, infallible, inspired, inerrant Word of God is what's supposed to be coming from this pulpit. And that's what we're trying to do. If I say something wrong, James is going to stop me after service and say, hey, you know, that wasn't right. But that's why I study really hard to say, I want to say the right things. Okay? So, Jeremiah, Jeremiah, would you got something for me? If you don't know that you know that you know, there's some sins that's really in your life. There's some sins in your life that you need help with. Come up here and say, you know, guys, will you pray for me? Will you help pray for me to get this out of my life? Will you help me pray for my family members that's lost? What's the best way I could reach them and tell them that about Christ? Because I don't want to see them down there in the lake of fire. I don't want to have a sinful life and saying God tells us to do something and we don't do it. We talk about that sin. If He tells us to reach out, we should be reaching out. So please, if your heart leads you, come up here. God, I want to start anew. I want to start new again. I've been backsliding. Help me, Lord. Doesn't hurt to shed a tear. Come up here and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please help me. Heaven, be eternity with God. We receive our rewards. Rewards of doing what we did for our heart, for our Lord, for what He done for us. We're having our new bodies. No more tears. And in heaven, just awesome to be at. Make sure your family's there with us. Everybody in this world. Pray that these missionaries reach out to these people so they'll be in heaven with us one day. So those out there online, appreciate you listening. You got your church number, call us. Call the pastor here. Tell him what you heard of the message, that you want to give your lives to Christ. Those, and tell him about a family member that you're hurting over, that you want them to change in their life. So call. Thank you, Jeremiah. You know, in this thing today, we were talking earlier that a lot of people, they live in two different worlds. Church one day and then the world the next. And what I hate to see is some of these churches, you know, the church is supposed to be reaching out to the world, not the world reaching into the churches. And that's what I see. Churches are changing. They want to be a country club. They want to make everybody happy. That's not what it's all about. What it's all about is giving our life to Christ. That's what it's all about. We're here to praise and worship Him for who He is, and we're here to spread the gospel. That's what we're here for. You need to do those things. So I want to end with these three words. See you later. James, would you mind closing in prayer?
Thank you, guys. Hope the rain don't come as hard as it did last night. So y'all guys stay safe. And thank you for coming.